In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. First of all, I welcome all of you for coming to celebrate the birth of a new house, a unit of our church. Just to give you a quick idea about the wedding, the matrimony is the first sacrament that the Lord performed it. When he created Adam, and then he did not create Eve. He made Eve from the rib of Adam. That's why Adam and Eve are taken from the same dust, from the same way. He created Adam, and then he put a sleep on Adam and took a rib from him and built on the rib Eve. And then we created Adam and then Eve. He awoke and he found Eve. And then the Lord blessed them, performed the marriage. That's why we say that God performed this first sacrament of the church. We call it sacrament because actually every man and woman who are wed together in the church within this sacrament, they came two and they leave the church just one. And this is not something from the New Testament, it's from the very beginning of creation. That's why we honor very much the sacrament of the wedding. They were two, and now they are just one body and one spirit. That's why from the beginning in the book of Genesis he said, therefore they are not anymore two, but they are one. And who God gathers, cannot anyone separate them. That's why the church honors very much the wedding as a sacrament. During the sacrament, we'll begin with the announcing of the considering William and Natasha as a bride and groom. And then we pray for them until we give them what's called absolution. Absolution is the most important moment in the wedding. And in this absolution, they are blessed through the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And from this moment on, they become one body and one spirit. During the liturgy of wedding or the sacrament of matrimony, during this, actually, we pray parts from the Bible because we don't know any sacrament without the Bible. The Bible is the source of our practicing in the church, and the life of the Bible is the sacraments of the church. So we will hear a part from the Pauline Epistle and part from a gospel preceded by verse or two from Psalm of David. They would be anointed with the oil as a re-beginning, a new life, not as a man and woman, but as a husband and his partner for life. They will, as I said, they will become one body and one spirit. We are glad for these sacraments because actually they strengthen the life of the church, because the church contains many units of the houses. And in every house, there is a man and woman, husband and wife. When this house is active, when this house lives spiritual life, real spiritual life in God, then the church will be, the church, mother church will be very strong, and vice versa. That's why we honor very much the sacrament of the wedding. Thank you for listening. And now, in few seconds, the bride will be here to start our great sacrament today. God bless you all. Thank you.
Jesus Christ, the founder of the statues of perfection and the author of the law of graces, we declare in this Orthodox assembly and before the altar of the Lord of hosts the union of possession and the marriage of the blessed Orthodox son William to his betrothed and blessed Orthodox daughter Natasha. Nephronim if yot, nimim shirin, and be abnomath, o abonoti in oot, amin. Fismar oot in jef not of yot, be pumpto crow.
Because worthy we pray to you, thankfully, our Father who art in heaven.
Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. In Christ Jesus our Lord, thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
In the name of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, the founder of the statue of perfection and the author of the law of graces, we declare in this Orthodox assembly and before the altar of the Lord of hosts the union of possession and the marriage of the blessed Orthodox daughter Natasha to her betrothed, the blessed Orthodox son William. Blessed be his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. May I worthy to pray thankfully, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil. In Christ Jesus our Lord, for thine the kingdom, the power, the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
In the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the founder of the churches of perfection and the author of the law of graces, we complete in this Orthodox assembly and before the altar of the Lord of hosts the union of possession and the marriage of the blessed Orthodox son William to his betrothed, the blessed Orthodox daughter Natasha, Fizmarut, and Jepi ibn Mamat, and Parakletun.
You thank for your Father who art in heaven.
Remember Christos, Jesus, Ben, choice.
Is moving in a posse.
Get up, man.
Let us give thanks to the beneficent and merciful God, the Father of our Lord God and Savior, Jesus Christ, for he has covered us, helped us, guarded us, accepted us to himself, spared us, supported us, and have brought us to thee, is our. Let us also ask him, the Lord our God, the Pantukara, Atur, to guard us in all peace this holy day and all the days of our life.
Let us pray.
Pantocrator, the Father of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, We thank you for every condition concerning every condition, and in every condition, for you have covered us, helped us, guarded us, accepted us to yourself, spared us, supported us, and have us to this hour.
Pray that God may have mercy and compassion on us, hear us, help us, and accept the supplications and prayers of his saints for that which is good on our behalf at all times. And bless the bridegroom William and bride Natasha, and forgive us our sins.
Lord,
can I treat your goodness, O lover of mankind? Grant us to complete this holy day and all the days of our life and all peace with your fear. All envy, all temptation, all the work of Satan, the counsel of wicked men, and the rising up of enemies' head. And manifest, take them away from us and from all your people, from this bridegroom and bride, and from this your holy plate, by those things which are good and profitable. Do provide for us, for it is you who have given us the authority to tread on serpents and scorpions upon the power of the enemy.
Hail to the idol
God, who formed man by his own hands and gave him the woman for his help and strength now also our master be, a mediator for the groom and his helpmate, a John William and Natasha, through the pledge of fellowship, and grant them the sign of their union, so that through the bond of love they may be unified in harmony, and say unto them, my peace I give it to you both, my peace I leave with you both, for you are the peace of us all. And unto you do we offer the glory and honor with your only begotten Son, and the Holy Spirit, the giver of life.
The Lord Jesus Christ, our God, ornamented the sky, the stars, and adorned the earth with the splendor of many different kinds of fruitful plants, who granted the humanity to the heavenly things and bestowed upon it rest on the earth. Now also we ask you, O good one, the lover of mankind, to bless these vestments, so that they become for your two servants, who will wear them through the pleasure of your goodness, vestments of glory and salvation. Amen.
Amen.
Vestments of joy and delight. Amen.
Amen.
Preserve them both pure in soul, body, and spirit. Life be healthy, peaceful, and chaste through the act of righteousness. Grant them both heavenly and earthly comfort, that they become rich through the acts of righteousness. Fill their houses and storage places with all blessings, and may they become worthy of doing your pleasure at all times. For you are merciful, plenteous in mercy, and righteous, and to you is due glory with your good Father, the Holy Spirit, the giver of life, who is one of ancestors, with you now forever, and unto the ages of all ages. Amen.
The servant of our Lord Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, appointed to the gospel of God. A reading from the epistle of our teacher Paul to the Ephesians. May his holy blessings be with us. Amen. Wives, submit to your own husbands as to the Lord. For the husband is head of the wife, as also Christ is head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. Therefore, just as the church is subject to Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for her, that he might sanctify and cleanse her with the washing of water by the word, that he might present her to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that she should be holy and without blemish. So husbands ought to love their own wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself. For no one ever hated his own flesh, but nourishes and cherishes it, just as the Lord does the church. For we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. Nevertheless, let each one of you in particular so love his own wife as himself, and let the wife see that she respects her husband. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that I may be well with you and you may live long on the earth. The grace of God the Father be with you all. Amen.
And Leon and disciple all the apostles, many proper righteous men have desired to see the thing which you have seen and to hear the thing which you hear and have not heard them. But as for you, blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ear, for they hear. May we be worthy to hear, to act according to holy gospels through the prayer of you.
Pray for the Holy Gospel.
Lord, have mercy.
Remember also, our Master, and those who have bidden us to remember them supplications and prayers which offer up unto you, Lord our God, those ever if on us they pray for them, those who are sick, heal them. For you are the life of us all, the salvation of us all, the hope of us all, the healing of us all, and the resurrection of us all.
Σταθείτε με τα βόβο Θεό, ακούσομεν το Άγιο Ευαγγέλιο.
Εφεσμαρόν, την γέφες νέο χανευράν, υψόησεν τένι γόμ, Κύριε, εφλόγησον εκ του κάτα με θεόν Αγέιον Ευαγγέλιον, του ανάλμος μας.
Stand in the fear of God and listen to the Holy Gospel, a reading from the Gospel according to our teacher, St. Matthew the Evangelist. May his blessings be with us all. Amen. From the Psalms of our teacher, David the prophet and the king, may his blessings be with us all. Amen. Which is like a bridegroom coming out of his chamber and rejoices like a strong man to run its race. Your wife shall be a fruitful vine in the very heart of your house, your children like olive plants all around your table. Blessed is he who comes in the name of our Lord, God and Savior, King of us all, Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, to whom is glory forever. Amen. Now it came to pass when Jesus had finished these things that he departed from Galilee and came to a region of Judea beyond the Jordan. And great multitudes followed him and healed them there. The Pharisees also came to him, testing him and saying to him, is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife for just any reason? And he answered and said to them, have you not read that he who made them at the beginning made them male and female, and said, for this reason a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. So then they are no longer but two, but one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined together, let not man separate.
The Pantocrator on heaven and the Lord of our forefathers, we beseech you to hear us and have mercy upon us.
Lord, have mercy.
O you, Creator. created the heaven, the earth, and the sea, and everything therein, and ornamented them with your wisdom, we beseech you to hear us and have mercy upon us.
Lord, have mercy.
O you who made man in his image after his likeness and placed him in the paradise of joy, we ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy upon us.
Lord, have mercy.
O you who created woman from Adam's rib, from Adam's side, and gave her to him as a helper fit for him, we beseech you to hear us and have mercy upon us.
Lord, have mercy.
O you blessed Abraham and Sarah and made her a wife for him and granted him the title of head of all patriarchs, we beseech you to hear us and have mercy upon us.
Lord, have mercy.
O you preserved Isaac and chose for him Rebekah and delivered him from his enemies, we ask you, O Lord, hear us and have mercy upon us.
Lord, have mercy.
O you blessed Jacob and gave him Rachel as wife and did grant them to be heirs for of that promise, we ask you, Lord, to hear us and have mercy on us.
Lord, have mercy.
O you raised up Joseph and granted him Asenath as a wife, and through him you sustained all the land of Egypt, we ask you, Lord, to hear us and have mercy on us.
Lord,
O you who was pleased to be born of a virgin in the fullness of time and enlightened mankind, we ask you, Lord, to hear us and have mercy on us.
Lord, have mercy.
O you who attended the wedding of Cana of Galilee, bless this marriage. As you blessed that marriage, we beseech you to hear us and have mercy on us. O God, who transformed water into genuine wine, by the authority of his divinity, bless your two servants and purify them with your love for mankind. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy on us.
Lord, have mercy.
O you who attended the wedding of Cana of Galilee and blessed that wedding, and transform water into genuine wine by the authority of the divinity, bless and guard this wedding of you two servants, William and Natasha, in peace, harmony, and love, and protect them, we ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy on us.
Lord, have mercy.
O you who are beneficent and compassionate and full of goodness and affection, O God, make us glorify your goodness, O lover of mankind. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy on us.
Lord, have mercy.
We believe in one God, God the Father, the Pantocrator,
creator of heaven and earth and of all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all ages, light of light, true God of true God, begotten and not created, of one essence with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit, of Virgin Mary, and became man. He was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, suffered and was buried, and on the third day he rose from the dead, according to the Scriptures, ascended into the heavens. He sits at the right hand of his Father, and he is coming again as Lord, judge the living and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, with the Father, and the Son, is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets, and one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We confess one baptism for the remission of sins. We look for his resurrection to the dead and the life that is to come. Amen.
O Lord, our God, the great and eternal, who brought life into existence out of non-existence and created the universe by your logos and formed man with your pure hands in your image and after your likeness, And from on created the other, for you said that it is not good that the man should be alone. So you called sleep to fall upon Adam, so he slept, and you took a rib from his side and the rib from his side and closed up it place with flesh instead of it. For this a man leaves his father and mother and cleaves to his wife, and they both become one body. And what God had joined together, let no man put asunder. O you who blessed Abraham with Sarah, Isaac with Rebekah, and Jacob with Leah and Rachel, and purified all who were joined in blessing, now also, O our Master Lord, look upon your two servants, William and Rebekah, and Natasha, his helpmate. You can change your name. Confirm their union, guard their bed in purity, cover them and their home with your incorruptible right hand, deliver them from all envy and intrigues, preserve them in honest harmony and peace, grant them joy and happiness, to reveal unto you, O living God, the fruit of life from the womb. Bless them, O God, as you blessed Abraham and with Sarah and Isaac with Rebekah and Jacob with Leah and Rachel. As for the men and women who are here with us, bless them in the name of our Lord and our God and Savior Jesus Christ.
God the Father, Christ the Father, one Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who anointed out of the fruit of the rich olive tree priests, kings, and prophets, we beseech and entreat you, O good Lord, the lover of mankind, to bless this oil with the blessings, so that it becomes an oil to sanctify your two servants, William and Natasha. Amen.
Amen.
A weapon of righteousness and justice. Amen.
Amen.
An ointment of purity and incorruption. Amen.
Amen.
Light and unfading beauty. Amen. Ornament and true comfort. Amen.
Amen.
Power, salvation and victory over all the deeds of the adversary. Amen.
Amen.
Renewal and salvation for their souls, bodies and spirits. Amen.
Amen.
Richness with the fruit of good deeds.
God of hosts, whose mercies are countless, whose goodness is beyond comprehension, accept our supplication unto you and guard your two servants, William and Natasha, protect their unity, keep their bed in purity, fortify them by your pure angels, and send upon us from your prepared habitation a multitude of your compassion, disperse our many iniquities by your goodness, and grant us also to be in the places of rest of your saints in the heavenly kingdom. Through your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, Kyrie eleison,
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison.
Oh. God who crowned the saints with unfading crowns and reconciled the heavenly and earthly and united them, you our Master, now also bless these crowns which we prepare to be set upon your two servants, to be for them crown of glory and honor. Amen.
Amen.
Crowns of blessing and salvation. Amen.
Amen.
Crowns of joy and happiness. Amen.
Amen.
Crowns of jubilation and delight. Amen. Crowns of virtue and justice. Amen.
Amen.
Crowns of wisdom and understanding hearts. Amen.
Amen.
Crowns of comfort and confirmation. Amen. To servant who shall wear them the angel of peace and the bond of love, deliver them from all evil thoughts and vile desires, deliver them from every weight of cunning and from every devilish hardship. Let your mercy be upon them, hear the voice of their supplication, set your fear in their heart, manage their life without delay, and to old age make them rejoice by beholding the sons and daughters whom they will visit. Make them useful in your one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. Confirm them in the Orthodox faith to the end. Lead them in the way of your righteousness through the pleasure of your good Father and the Holy Spirit, now and ever and into the end.
Place the crowns of priests of Emmanuel. Place the crowns, O shepherd of Israel. Place the crowns in joy and jubilation upon William the groom and Natasha the bride.
Upon your two servants, crowns of unvanquished grace. Amen.
Amen.
Crowns of elevated and everlasting glory. Amen.
Amen.
Crowns of unopposed and unattacked good faith and bless on their action.
Amen.
Crown them with glory and honor, O Father. Amen.
Amen.
Bless them, O only begotten Son. Amen.
Amen.
Sanctify them, O Holy.
May who blessed our father Adam, Noah, Abraham, and Moses in the land of Midian bless you, O bridegroom, and your helpmate may. He who blessed Adam, beloved, Abel the first righteous, and Solomon and his father David bless you, O bridegroom, and your helpmate. May he who blessed our father Jacob and the righteous Job bless you, sevenfold, and bridegroom, and your helpmate.
Now, since you have been present at this blessed time before the sanctuary of the Lord of hosts and his holy altar and this Orthodox gathering, you have been joined by this blessed marriage and holy crowning. According to this rite and this law, so also the rest of the fathers, the believers, took one wife in purity and cleanness for the sake of descendants and childbearing. So you should know each other's rights and submit yourselves to one another, and let each of you be faithful to the other, according to the teachers or our teacher Paul, the apostle, who said, the wife does not have authority over her own body, and her husband does. And likewise, the husband has not have authority over his own body, but the wife does. Receive now, I give you his hand and his hand.
Receive, William Natasha, who is yours. Jesus Christ has given her to you, and at the hand of our Father, the priest, he has presented her to you and blessed you both with his holy name.
William, listen to me. My blessed son William, who is supported by the grace of the Holy Spirit, you are required to receive your wife, Natasha, at this blessed hour with a clear conscience, a pure soul, and a full heart. Excel in doing all that is good for her. Have compassion on her, and hasten to do that which will gladden her heart. Today, you are responsible for her instead of her parents. You have both been crowned with the heavenly crowning and the spiritual marriage. The grace of God has settled upon you. When you accept what has been commanded of you, the Lord will take your hand, increase your livelihood, grant you a blessed children by whom God will delight your eyes, grant you a long age and prosperous life, and prosper your outcome in this life and the hereafter.
Listen, O bride Natasha, and incline your ear.
Forsake your people and your father's house, because your chastity has appealed to the bride. Room, and he is your husband, and to him you will submit.
And now should this command it to the bride, but it also works for both of you. Okay? And you, blessed daughter, and happy bride, you have heard what was commanded of your husband. So you are required to honor, do not act against his opinion, but you have to share together. No, they're your opinions. But increase your obedience to him many times over what was commanded. For today you are alone with him, and he is responsible for you instead of your parents. So you must receive him with joy and cheer, both of you. Do not frown in his face. Do not neglect any of his rights upon you. And fear God in all matters with him and with her. Because God commanded you to submit, to support each other, and ordered you to obey him or her as your parents. So be with him as our mother Sarah was obedient to our father Abraham and used to address him, my lord, and also my queen. You have to tell him my queen. Yes. Thus, God looked upon her obedience to him, blessed her, gave her Isaac in her old age, and made her offspring at the stars of heaven and the saint on the seashore. As you listen to what we commanded you to do, so the Lord will take your hand, increase your life, and blessing will descend upon your home, and he will grant you blessed children by whom God will delight your eyes. Congratulations.
A pure marriage and a revered crown, blessed, O our Lord, Emmanuel, as you bless the wedding at Cana of Galilee, for William the bridegroom and Natasha the bride.
This is truly the best day of my life. I feel very honored to be standing up here beside you, about to marry my best friend and the love of my life. I didn't know it 6 years ago, but my life changed the day I met you in that lab. I quickly realized that we were very similar and perfect for each other. Even though we came from different backgrounds, we were raised the same way. If I could build a perfect woman, it would be you. Kind, warm-hearted, beautiful, funny, athletic, intelligent, and always trying to help others. What else could I ask for? On top of all of that, you've helped me expand my life by taking me traveling all over the world, helping me conquer my fears on the daily, and always making me a better man. I vow to love you, comfort you, and protect you throughout our lives together. I promise to respect you, admire you, and support all of your hopes and dreams. I pledge to make you happy, to keep you laughing, to cherish you, and to always remain faithful. After all, we're on a single team, standing side by side, to face all of the ups and downs that life throws at us. From jumping off swings and breaking ankles to getting trucks stuck under buildings, we always find a way to overcome our challenges together. On this day, you have made me the luckiest man alive. I will always be here for you whenever you need me. I love you very much, and I will love you forever.
Well, that's a tough act to follow. Okay. Do you mind holding this for a second? Can't help myself, I'm sorry. Okay. William, the joy and happiness that today brings for me is eternal, especially in front of our family and friends. Although we come from different cultures, we were brought up with the same values, which I hope to someday pass on to our Egyptian, German, Ukrainian, French, Canadian babies. I was truly blessed to have met someone as smart, caring, kind, generous, and funny as you, never mind the added benefit of you loving me in return. You are my rock and my guiding compass. You keep my feet firmly on the ground while also pointing my gaze towards the sky to remind me of all that I can achieve. You've turned on the light when all I could see was darkness, and for that I'm forever grateful. I vow to love you for better or worse, in sickness and in health, as you have already done for me, for richer or poorer, although I hope that someday we pay off our school debts. I vow to love you and cherish you for all the days of my life until death do us part, although I don't think that one lifetime will be enough with you. I vow to work every day as a team, hand in hand, and to remind each other of our true potential while also enjoying everything that life throws at us. I choose you to take this crazy journey with me, and I'm forever grateful that you'll be by my side. With all my heart, I love you, Will, and I will love you forever and be your ride or die.
This vow is something new in our church, but we allowed them because she came on, coming from Catholic roots church. We respect it very much. But I hope that every single word, even if you have laughed or commented at what they say, will be the constitution of their lives. They will be committed to everything you vowed before the altar. It's not just a part of the rite of the marriage, but it is a commitment. You committed yourself, both of you, in the presence of these great attendants and before the holy sanctuary and before God. Now, may the Lord bless you, my brother, and bless your wife, as he blessed Noah and his wife when they left the ark and populated the earth with their seed, and as he blessed Abraham and Sarah with Sarah, and Isaac with Rebekah, Jacob with Leah and Rachel. May the blessing of the Lord to his name be the honor at the wedding of Cana of Galilee, settle upon you and your home, unify you in harmony, create a spiritual love in your heart, sustain your livelihood, fill your house and grant you a long age and a happy life with blessed children. We ask him to accept from us the prayers of this blessed crowning, reward us with the eternal for the temporal, the heavenly for the earthly, and forgive us our sins, iniquities, and transgressions, and keep away from us the traps and cunning of the devil, the evil enemy. May he keep the rest of the brethren who attended with us with his protective right hand, all the hands on the days of their lives, and fill their homes and keep away from them the temptations of the enemy, and grant them heavenly joy free from trouble through the intercession of the Lady of us all and the pride of our race, the Lady, the pure Virgin, the honored Mother of Salvation, who is preferred of all mankind, the pure Saint Mary, and the honored chosen martyr, Saint Mark, the Evangelist and the Apostle, and all the righteous martyr and holy saints. Amen. Make us worthy, pray to you thankfully, our Father who art in heaven.
Christos Jesus Benjo.
Pray thankfully, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us day our daily bread, forgive our trespasses, as we forgive to those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. In Christ Jesus our Lord, and in the power, the glory forever. Amen. And the love of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, all God, amen. Go in the peace of the Lord be with you all. Amen. Congratulations for the bride and bridegroom, for William and Natasha, not Rebecca.